This is Money Motivation to Mike, and I am your host, Michael Wainwright. In charge of the controls, as always, is Jason Wright. And hello to you, world. This is the show that will change your life. You can contact us at info@mx3.vip and find all of our content at mx3.vip or on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/@mx3podcast. And don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit the bell icon to get notified of all of your new content. And Jason, just for the record, I have had several people in the last week tell me about how they are now subscribed and they hit the bell icon so that they get notified every time you put something out.
Perfect.
Which is usually Monday morning around 9 o'clock. Okay. Couple things here headed in this way. Yes. I told you we're going to talk about the Masters today, as the Masters has just kicked off as we are recording here, but we got to go back and talk about the solar eclipse from Tuesday. And in our area, which is North Texas, and in the southern Oklahoma area, we received 99.4 totality. Just a thumbnail from getting totality. Dallas, on the other hand, it came right across Dallas, and Dallas did receive totality. Hey, by the way, I did find out from several of the local school districts, and I would assume that this was probably the case in most of the places around the world. The students did get to leave school, or not leave the grounds, but go outside to watch the eclipse. In the area here that we live in, if you were in grade school, your parents had to sign off so that you could watch. And of course, they wanted to get released from the liability of burning your eyes, etc. Now, what I thought was interesting is those children who did get to participate in viewing of the eclipse, they provided the sunglasses. So now here's our next question. How many millions of dollars did the eclipse cost the taxpaying citizen in school taxes? Hey, we're in the money business. We have an accounting degree, a math degree. I'm always working the numbers. Now, one of our longtime viewers and listeners sent me an email with some little tidbits here. And, you know, I always like these things, so I've got to touch on them. And I'm going to use a couple of words that I really frown upon. But we're going to use these words to get the point across because it's been used for the last 500 plus years. This is going back to the 1500s, if you will. And it's things that we still say and use today. They used urine to tan animal skins. So families used to pee in a pot, and then once a day, it would be taken and sold to the tannery. That's how they made their living. So if you had to do this to survive, you were piss poor. Excuse my French. That's where it comes from. But worse than that were the really poor folks who couldn't even afford to buy a pot. Yes, you know where we're going. They didn't have a pot to piss in, so they were the lowest of the low. That's where those two sayings, I'm not going to say the words again, but that's where the two sayings come from. So next time you're washing your hands and complain about the water temperature isn't just how you like it. Think about how things used to be. Some of the facts of the 1500s. Now, moving right along. Most people got married. What is the most popular month, Jason? People get married.
I would think June or July.
Well, you just happen to be right on number one and number two in that order.
Well,
most people got married in June because they took their yearly bath in May. Once a year. They took their yearly bath in May, and they still smelt pretty good by June. That's why people got married in June. That's why we continue to get married in June. Okay. Now, since they were starting to smell, because it could have been at least a month, maybe a couple of weeks, whatever. So they were starting to smell as they entered June. And remember, it's hot. However, brides carried a bouquet of flowers to hide the body odor. That's why brides carry a bouquet of flowers. Dating back to the 1500s, you can only find this good information on Money, Motivation, and Mike. That's why we're in six continents around the world. Right. So there's why people carry flowers. It's not to make the It's not to make the wedding look so nice and elegant and beautiful. It's to keep the odor down. Everybody knows this. I did until today. Baths consisted of big tubs filled with hot water. Now, I have heard my mother talking about, she had six brothers and sisters. So there was a lot of people trying to get a bath. I've heard about her taking a bath in a tub of water. The man of the house had the privilege of the nice clean water. Then all of the sons and men got to go. Then the women, and finally the children. That was the pecking order. Now, I just think about my mother being the second youngest. So she was at number 8 when it became her time. Now, I'm sure that was also just in case an aunt or an uncle didn't come by and want to take a bath as well. So you slid on down the list there. So last of all, the babies went after the children. By then, the water was so dirty, you could actually lose someone in it. Hence saying, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Mm. We're on a row here today now. Houses had thatched roofs, thick straw piled high, with no wood underneath. It was the only place for animals to get warm. So all your cats, some of the dogs, the small animals, the mice, the bugs, they lived on the roof. So when it rained, it became slippery, and sometimes the animals would slip and fall off the roof, resulting in it's raining cats and dogs.
Wow.
Thank you, listener, viewer, for sending that to us. That's good stuff right there.
Absolutely.
I mean, with those kind of facts and going back 500 plus years, we could end the show right now. But we're not, because it's Masters Week. And by the time our broadcast comes out, the Masters will be over. But the Masters needs to be talked about. It is the third oldest major in professional golf behind the British Open and the U.S. Open. So the Masters Tournament. Now it's called the Masters or sometimes the U.S. Masters. But it's because they have a European Masters now, too, that people don't even know about on the European tour. But it's professional golf. It's, you know, it's scheduled in the first full week of April. First week of the first tournament was held in March, but it's now the first week of the April, which is also the first major tournament of the year. And so unlike other major tournaments, the Masters is always held in the same location, the Augusta National Golf Club in Augusta, Georgia. Now, amateur golfer Bobby Jones and investment banker Clifford Roberts founded the Master Tournament after his Grand Slam in 1930. I'm talking about Bobby Jones. Now, I want you to go back and think. A Grand Slam today is the Masters, the PGA Championship, the U.S. Open, and the British Open. Winning all four of those in 1 year is called the Grand Slam. Now, Tiger Woods, we call it the Tiger Slam, because he won the U.S. Open, the British Open, and the PGA Championship in 20, and then came back in the Masters in 2021. So we call it the Tiger Slam because he did win four majors in a row. So he won all four majors. He just didn't win them in the same year, and that's called the Tiger Slam. But nevertheless, back in 1930, when Bobby Jones won the Grand Slam, he held the British Open and the U.S. Open. Remember, those are the only two professional majors. But even bigger than that was the U.S. Amateur and the British Amateur. Bobby Jones never turned professional. Bobby Jones was never paid for playing the game of golf. He held all four of those tournaments, the two amateurs and the U.S. Open and the British Open, all at the same time. And he was retiring from his golfing days. So Jones acquired a former plant nursery and co-designed Augusta National Golf Course with Alistair McKenzie. Then it first was played in 1934 and became official money event on the PGA Tour. Now, see, you can play in these tournaments. The Masters Tournament invites the U.S. amateur and the British amateur to play every year. And as a matter of fact, the defending Masters champion and the defending U.S. amateur champion play together in rounds 1 and 2. and they both sleep in Butler Cabin, which is basically the clubhouse that makes up Augusta National Golf Course. That's some of the traditions. You know, when you see advertising of the Masters coming along, the one thing they talk about is the tradition. And there are a number of traditions, such as in 1949, the Masters was the first year that the Masters champion received the green jacket, and it's been awarded to the champion since 1949 and all along those years. But in most instances, when you win something, you get to keep it. The green jacket has to be returned after the year. So when you win and you return next April to play in the next Masters, you have to return the jacket. And you only get to wear that jacket when you're on property, moving forward after that first 365 days. If you are a multi-winner, they put your original jacket back on you. Now you think about Jack Nicklaus, 1963. And he won it again in 1986. That's 23 years. And you know, Jack gained some weight during that time. So the only way you can get a new jacket is to gain weight or lose weight, because then you have to be refitted. So anyway, yes, most people don't realize that you do not get to keep that jacket in your closet to wear down to the local steakhouse on a Saturday night. You don't get to do that. There's also a champions dinner, which Ben Hogan from Fort Worth, Texas, started up in 1952. It's held on the Tuesday before the Masters, and it's only open to past champions and certain board members of the Augusta National Golf Club. Beginning in 1963, we had an honorary starter, three former champions who had since retired, starting hitting the first shots, as in this year in 2024, it was Jack Nicklaus, Gary Player, and Tom Watson. Now, I just happened to watch those first shots, and I want to tell you, Jason, all three of their shots, Jack Nicklaus could barely bend over to put the ball on the tee. He reared back and hit a shot right down the center of the fairway. When you can do it, you can do it. And Tom Watson hit one that looked like he could still play on the PGA Tour. It was impressive. Now, back on, real quickly, back on the Champions Dinner. And, you know, there's a lot of traditions, like I say, that goes on at Augusta National Golf Club. And some of them are not so pretty, such as women just being members here in the last 20 years. And the black caddies, which we're going to get to talk about here in a minute. So the champions dinner is hosted by the previous year's champion. So in 1998, the previous champion was Tiger Woods. They ask one of the former golfers. Well, he was a current golfer then, Fuzzy Zeller. What is Tiger going to be serving this year? Cause he gets to make out the menu, the whole deal, where, let's say, Ben Crenshaw from Austin, Texas, he may be bringing chicken fried steak, mashed potatoes, whatever. Now, you got to factor in these Europeans and whatever they're bringing over, the baked duck, etc. So Fuzzy Zeller, unfortunately, is known for saying that in the 1998 Champions Dinner, Tiger Woods would probably be serving collard greens and watermelon. Now, you think about that. That has only been less than 30 years ago. Collard greens and watermelon is what Tiger Woods would be serving at this year's Champions Dinner. Incredible stuff from where we came from that many years ago. Okay, in the early tournament, the first, just like with the Super Bowl, we went over that with the NFL-AFL championship game. The first Masters was called the Augusta National Invitational Tournament. That was the original name, and it began March 22nd, 1934. Like I said, it was not the first week of April, and it was won by Horton Smith. Horton Smith won $1,500 in 1934. Now, you think about that. $1,500 is a lot of money. That's more than they handed out for the pandemic in 2020. That was $1,400. 1934, we're coming up on 10 years away from a complete 100-year century, and this guy wins $1,500. I'm going to say that was a lot of money. And it's a lot of money today. A lot of money in 1934. So in 1939, we finally adopted the name the Masters. But those first five tournaments was called the Augusta National Invitational Tournament. And by the way, the first tournament was played with the current back nine, which is hosts 10 through 18. They were the original hoes. Bobby Jones went to the back corner of the land and designed the number famous 13, which, by the way, is my favorite hoe in the world. He went back there and designed what's now called Amen Corner, which is 11, 12, and 13. Nevertheless, the back nine was the front nine and the front nine was the back nine up until 1935 when they finally changed it. So the original Augusta National Invitational, the field was composed of Bobby Jones's friends. You had to be a friend of Bobby Jones to get to play in the first Masters tournament. There were no qualifications for getting into the tournament other than you needed to know and be a good friend and associate of Bobby Jones. So there you go. Bobby Jones petitioned the USGA and the US Open to bring the PGA Championship and the US Open, either one, those are two different sanctioning bodies, to Augusta. Both of them declined because they said the hot Georgia summers would create difficult playing conditions for the players. We've had a ton of majors in the state of Oklahoma. Obviously, there have been PGA championships and U.S. Opens held all throughout the South over the last 75 years, which is very hot in the June and July categories, if you know what I mean. Okay, in 2021, I told you $1,500 to win in 1934. In 2021, the winner took home $2,070,000. In 2021, the total pot was $11,500,000. And in 1934, we hadn't made it to 2034 yet. That's one of them Back to the Future deals, except they're going forward. $5,000 was the purse in 1934. So they have created a lot. Now, in Jack Nicklaus's first victory in 1963, he made $20,000. His final Masters victory in 1986, he made $144,000. By the way, Sam Snead, with his first championship in 1949, he was the first champion to put on the green jacket. By tradition, as we talked about, the winners of the previous year put on the dinner, but they also stick around on Sunday night, and they get to put on the green jacket on the new champion. In 1966, Jack Nicklaus became the first player to win in consecutive years. And he donned the jacket himself. He took it off and put it back on. When Nick Faldo in 1990 and Tiger Woods in 2002 repeated as champions, the chairman of the Augusta National Golf Club put the jacket on them. So that's what happens if you win it back to back. Somebody that's part of the locals there, they're part of the club, they're going to put the green jacket on you. Now, this is interesting. When you become a member at Augusta National Golf Club, you also get a green jacket that you get to wear as a member. In 2017, a green jacket was found in a thrift store in 1994. Let me go back and restate that because I said that wrong. In 2017, a green jacket that was found in a thrift store in 1994 was sold at an auction for $139,000. So he found it in 94 and sold it in 2017. And obviously the jacket was from a previous member who took it to a thrift store. How long had that jacket been at that thrift store? Great, great stuff. The player who has the daily lowest score receives a crystal vase or Voss, whatever you want to say. Player who scores a hole-in-one or a double eagle gets a large crystal bowl. Tradition, tradition, tradition. There's also, most people don't realize, there's also a par 3 at Augusta National. Built in 1958 and introduced as the par three competition in 1960. Also won by Sam Snead. And it's traditionally played on the Wednesday before the tournament. It's a nine-hole course. And traditionally, you have a family member, such as a child, your wife, etc., that comes and becomes your caddy. There's been 94 hole-in-ones on the par three and a record nine during 2016, including back-to-back hole-in-ones by Ricky Fowler and Justin Leonard on the par three fourth hole. Good stuff. Now, as I told you last week and mentioned here just a while ago, up until 1983, all the players in the Masters were required to use the services of the Augusta National Golf Club caddies, Caddy Shack, who by tradition was always African-American men. Club co-founder Clifford Roberts, remember, with Bobby Jones, he was reputed to have said, as long as he's alive, golfers will be white and caddies will be black. The good old Masters. You watch it now and it's all glitz and glamour. You have no idea where they came from. And since 1983, 6 years after Robert's death, which obviously was in 1977, by the way, Tom Watson won it in 1977, players have been allowed the option of bringing their own caddy to the tournament. So you got this caddy who is out there making nickels and dimes back in those days, where he basically rides in the back seat, probably drives because, you know, they were traveling by car all over. They weren't hopping on these Lear jets like these players do today and going to the next stop. You didn't have time to go home when you finished your round at a golf tournament on Sunday night. You had to hit the road. You maybe be driving for 2 days to get to the next tournament. You'd spend months on the tour and your caddy would travel with you. Now, also back in those days, you also picked up a local caddy sometimes if you didn't have a regular caddy. But if you did have a regular caddy and this caddy is making money off of your winnings, and here we got one of the biggest tournaments of the year and they don't get to caddy. So finally, that changed. But isn't it amazing that one guy held, I don't even want to call it a tradition, but it was a regular occurrence, every year occurrence, that you could only use a black caddy at Augusta National Golf Club up till 1983, and how we have changed in this world. Okay. Every hole at Augusta National has a name. Like number one's called the tea olive. My favorite hole, number 13, is called Azalea. And the final hole, number 18, is called Holly. Interesting stuff. Number 12, the famous 150-yard par 3 over the Little Race Creek is called the Golden Bell because it rings your bell if you don't get over it. Most wins. As we talked about, the first winner of the Masters was Horton Smith in 1934, and he also repeated in 36. Players with the most victories, Jack Nicklaus, won six, and like I said, from 1963 to 1986, Tiger Woods has won five, which is 1997 to 2019. Arnold Palmer has won four. Jimmy Demerit, Gary Player, Sam Snead, Nick Faldo, and Phil Mickelson have all won three. The player who was the first overseas-born player to win the Masters was in 1961 by Gary Player. Two-time champions include Byron Nelson, another Dallas Knight, Ben Hogan, Tom Watson, Seve Ballesteros, Bernhard Langer, Ben Crenshaw, Jose Maria Thobel, and Bubba Watson. Now, I told you all ago that in 2021, the winner, who, by the way, was Hideki Matsuyama, and he became he's not officially the president of Japan, but he became the most popular person in Japan overnight, and he won the $2,070,000 in just 24 months As in 2023, John Rahm won the tournament, $3,240,000. A $1.2 million raise in 24 months. That's incredible. Just incredible. Example, in 2019, when Tiger Woods won his fifth, he won $2,070,000. They left it there at that number for 3 years. The first person to win the Masters and win $1 million, Tiger Woods, 2001. He won $1,008,000 and then repeated in 2002, of which we said he won the same amount in 2002. Tiger won 3 out of 5 majors during that time, 2001, 2002, and 2005. All big time records along the way, for sure. Now, with the Masters, as we talk about, tradition is always at the top of the list, which we talked about the amateurs, the British amateur, the US Open amateur, all make the tournament. And there's also other amateurs who can qualify to get in to the Masters golf tournament. So in 1952, the Masters began presenting an award known as the Silver Cup to the lowest scoring amateur to make the cut. And in 1954, they began presenting an amateur silver medal to the lowest amateur runner-up. There have been 7 players to win low amateur and then go on to win the Masters as a professional golfer. Kerry Middlecoff, that's the only name I really didn't know, Jack Nicklaus, Ben Hogan, Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, Sergio Garcia, and Hideki Matsuyama, which, like I said, was in 2021. So 7 people have been low amateur and then went on to win the Masters. Now, other than Bobby Jones, and remember, Bobby Jones only played, I think he only played in like 1, maybe 2 Masters. He was already retired by the time. I mean, that was what he did. He invented a place for him to go play golf, which is eventually called Augusta National Golf Club. But the biggest amateur that has played over the years is none other than Oklahoma's Charlie Cole. His official name's Charles, but Charlie Cole. He played out of Oklahoma City Golf and Country Club. That you go there and they have a room called the Charlie Cole Room. And it's all of his accolades, all of his stuff. And one of the biggest pieces in that room is every one of his Masters scores, every one of his Masters that he made the cut. And he first made the cut in 1949. And I know he made the cut again. Or the latest, he made a cut many times, the latest 1970, went to the University of Oklahoma. And several of your country clubs around Oklahoma, their back tees, which we always call the pro tees, the black tees, are called the Charlie Cole tees, as they first started at Oklahoma City Golf and Country Club, which once upon a time hosted PGA Tour events. Of all the times that Charlie Cole played in the Masters, the biggest one would have been 1961. He finished second as an amateur in 1961. Incredible. On and on and on with great stuff that goes on at the Augusta National Golf Club. Records. Jack Nicklaus, 6 times. He was also the oldest at 46 years and 82 days when he won in 1986, making him the oldest winner of the Masters. Nicklaus is the record holder for the most top 10s. Jack Nicklaus finished in the top 10 22 times and made the cut 37 times. Okay, if he started playing when he's 20, that's 57. And you know he had some years in there that he didn't make the cut. This guy was making the cut almost up till he was 60 years old. The youngest winner of the Masters is Tiger Woods, 21 years, 104 days when he won in 1997. Woods in that year also broke the widest winning margin at 12 strokes. 21-year-old kid who turned pro in the fall of 1996 beats the entire civilized golfing world by 12 strokes in his first ever Masters, first ever major as a professional golfer. And he also holds the lowest score at 270, which is 18 under. Jordan Spieth tied that record in 2015 when he won the major Masters, and then just Dustin Johnson broke that record in 2020. And also, by the way, in 2020, the Masters was played in November because of the pandemic. The only time it's ever been played outside of those first couple in March, and then all the rest being in April. In 2020, Australian Cameron Smith became the first golfer in Masters history to shoot all four rounds in the 60s. Now, that's astonishing to me. With all these legendary golfers, you would have thought that somebody would have put four rounds in the 60s together. And it took till 2020 from Australian Cameron Smith to do that. He shot 67, 68, 69, and 69. Finished at 15 under par, Jason, and did not win the golf tournament. Finished second place. Gary Player holds the most appearances. Gary Player appeared in 52 Masters. It's incredible. Nick Price and Greg Norman share the course record at 63. Norman shot 63 in 1986, and Nick Price shot 63 in 1996. By the way, to beat Greg Norman, who had a six-stroke lead going into the final round. That's the largest margin of strokes behind that a person's ever come to win the Masters. And he had to go tie Greg Norman's 63 record to do that and beat him. But for those who remember, Greg Norman's wheels fell off in the front nine, and that thing was virtually tied up by the turn. The highest winning score, 289. That's one over. That's occurred three times. Sam Snead in 54, Jackie Burke Jr. in 56, and as late as 2007, Zach Johnson won this tournament at one over par. That's astonishing as well. That was only 17 years ago. One over par would win a golf tournament. You can't even make the cut at one over par now. And just 17 years ago, the winner of the tournament was one over par. Incredible. And we're talking about two guys that just shot 63 10 and 20 years before that. Three players share the record for the most runner-up finishes with four: Ben Hogan, Tom Weisskopf, and Jack Nicklaus. Jack Nicklaus has six green jackets, and he finished second four more times. Nicklaus and Tiger are the only golfers to have won the Masters in three different decades. That's big time too. When you could do something for 20 years at a high level like that. All right. Now, where does the money come from? For those who have watched the Masters year in and year out, you notice there's hardly any commercials because there's always Cadillac or somebody. They will go and show one quick commercial and they're right back at it. The other reason for that is because CBS pays gazillions of dollars to televise the Masters, and CBS has televised the Masters since 1956. In 1956, CBS used six cameras and covered the final four holes. That was it. The legendary Amen Corner was not even covered back in the original days of the TV broadcasting. Tournament coverage of the first eight holes did not begin until 1993. I can't even remember that. I was watching a lot of golf back in those days. You could not see the front nine at Augusta till 1993. By 2006, there are more than 50 cameras used at Augusta National Golf Club to cover the Masters. Now, as I say, when this particular broadcast comes to you and the listening and viewing audience, the Masters will be over with, and we'll have another champion, of which we'll mention next week. But interesting information about the green jacket, the Masters, where we came from with the black caddies, no women were allowed, on and on and on. A lot of tradition there, and some of it is not so good, but that's what we continue to do. I believe at Money, Motivation, and Mike is continue to bring you information that we find that you find is very appealing, very interesting. And obviously you tune in because our numbers continue to frankly rise on a daily basis. And once again, we didn't have time to mention our numbers today, but we will get back to that on our next episode of Money, Motivation, and Mike. Once again, info@mx3.vip. Please send me some goodies, just like I received here with, I'll say one more time, don't be piss poor, and make sure that you are above having a pot to piss in. You can find us at mx3.vip or on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/mx3podcast. And don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit the bell icon to get notified of all of our content, which comes out every Monday morning around 9 o'clock. So for everyone who's been a part of this show, continue to live your life the right way.